The cultural district designation will help promote attractions such as the Springfield Museums and Symphony Hall and encourage the growth of art and music festivals and the so-called creative economy. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said there are huge benefits to having an official state-recognized cultural district in the heart of the city.
More tourism and everything else we have going on, and potentially a lifeline for funding and grants to come in also, too.
Sarno said he was grateful to the state panel for awarding Springfield the designation, and he praised a local volunteer committee that led the effort to create the cultural district. Representatives from roughly a dozen cultural institutions, downtown organizations, business groups, and the city worked for months on the project, according to Holly Smith Beauvais, president of the Springfield Museums.
The idea is the cultural economy, is really bringing in artists, raising one of the major goals of the cultural district is to increase occupancy, and that's true not just for housing, but also for businesses, and to really make it a rich place to visit.
The cultural district is a several square block area of downtown Springfield that includes the museums, the Springfield Armory National Park, Springfield Technical Community College, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, various art galleries and performance venues, and several historic buildings. John Simpson, an artist and lecturer at UMass Amherst, says the district will showcase Springfield's history.
And to create civic pride, sense of the great history that's been here, make it contemporary, and make people love Springfield, make it a destination site, change the perceptions. And it seems like art, it seems very a simple way to do it, but it also seems very effective, and it's been proven in many communities to really help with that.
Evan Plotkin, the president of a property management company who has provided space for public art exhibits in several locations in downtown Springfield, said the cultural district will rebrand Springfield.
What I believe is the strongest and most profound way that this is going to reshape the downtown is that it will attract people to once again live downtown.
A name must still be selected for the cultural district. 68 suggestions from the public were considered by a panel that has now come up with 6 finalists. Mayor Sarno is a member of the selection panel.
Any name they pick out, Dr. Seuss needs to be in it. Because when people think Dr. Seuss, they think good, they think family, and they think exciting things going on, learning and nurturing things going on.
2 of the proposed names include Birthplace of Dr. Seuss, and a 3rd contains the title of a Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. People can vote from the list of the 6 final names at masslive.com. 16 cultural district designations have been issued in Massachusetts since the program started in 2011. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.